salvation and life. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 16, Luke 16, verse number 14. The Pharisees also, which were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him, the Lord Jesus. The Lord has spoken to them about a rich man and his steward, and how the steward was an unworthy and unrighteous and unjust steward. He was not right. The Pharisees hear what the Lord says and says, you know, if you're not faithful in that which is another's, you're not really going to be given your own. And you cannot serve God and mammon. And if you're not faithful in a little, you're not going to be faithful in a whole lot. And so the Pharisees are offended by that. Jesus says in verse 15, and he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men. But God knoweth your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed amongst men is abomination in the sight of God. He said, what's going on in your heart, the Lord knows. And he said, you look to make yourselves look good before men, but God hates that. You need to be thinking about and pursuing that which God says is right, that which the Lord says. The Lord tells them that indeed in that day they are the unjust stewards. They are unjust in their responsibility that they have. The Lord Jesus said about these leaders, he said that they sit in Moses' seat, and he told the people, whatever they bid you do, do. But don't be like them. Don't be hypocritical. Verse number 16. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. Whosoever putteth away his wife and marrieth another committeth adultery, and whosoever marrieth her that is put away from her husband committeth adultery. So the Lord Jesus, it may not seem like this is appropriate or a right train of thought, but the Lord takes these Pharisees straight to some of their disobedience. And what's he say? The law's been at hand. The law's been at hand all the way till John the Baptist. He said, since that time, since the time that John has come, the kingdom of God is preached. And so that's been revealed. The sinners are called to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and to be a knowledgeable citizen and child of the kingdom by virtue of salvation. The kingdom is at hand, but the kingdom is being revealed. That's what it being at hand the Lord is talking about in Mark 1. Every man presseth into it. Many are being saved, and many are seeing the truth that Jesus is the Savior. He's the Messiah, the one that was promised hundreds of years ago in the Scriptures, or even from the beginning of the days of Adam. It was promised that he would come. And so many are being saved. Many are being saved, and by virtue of that, become children of the kingdom. The kingdom is becoming more evident. And he says, it's easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. The word of God will not fail, even down to the punctuation. It's easier for heaven and earth to pass away, and that's in the control and the hand of the Father. It's easier for that to happen than it is for the law to fail, the word of God to fail. He says and brings out a point here that they were most guilty of. You put away your wife, you marry another, you commit adultery. And whosoever marries the wife that you've put away committeth adultery too. He said, look what you do. In verse number 15, he said to him, you justify yourselves before men. You make a way, you think, by manipulation of the word of God and the law, to suit yourselves. And it's abominable in the face of God. It's abomination in his sight. The Lord knows your heart and your motive about putting away your wife. You're not dedicated to the things of the Lord, one man, one wife for life. But you want things your way. And here's just an example. You put away your wife and you cause adultery to spread and be evident in yourself and in the people of the land. Verse 19, our Lord says, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores. So we see the rich man, and he's having a good time in life. We see Lazarus that is full of sores and is poor in health and has nothing. He lays there at the gate, the back gate of where the rich man lives to eat his leftover food. And desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table, even the floor sweepings. It's that bad with Lazarus as far as his need. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. That's the medical attention that Lazarus has. The dogs. The dogs. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. So it comes the day of the end of life for both of these men. Lazarus died, and it says here he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, into heaven or into glory, into paradise. He's at ease. Lazarus is a man evidently trusting the Lord and resting in the Lord for help and deliverance, salvation. It says about the rich man, he died. And it's really sad about the rich man. It says here he was buried. That's it. He was buried. And in hell, verse number 23, he lift up his eyes, the rich man, being in torments, Jesus says, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. So this man, when he dies, his eyes close. In death, his eyes immediately open on the other side in hell, in that burning. He's in torments, and he sees Abraham afar off and Lazarus there with him. And he cried, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. The man has experienced the greatest torment that men can ever experience, and that is in hell, in the judgment and wrath of God Almighty poured out upon sinner sins. He's in torment so much so that he begs that if Lazarus could take his finger and dip it in water, and that resulting drop would be a relief unto him. It's that terrible there. Can you imagine that? Have you ever been so thirsty that you needed some water to drink? Most everybody has. Have you ever been so thirsty and so hot that just a little drop off of a finger would make a difference? This man says a drop would make a difference. He says, I beg you, have mercy on me. I'm tormented in this flame. The Lord Jesus says that hell is real. Hell is real. Hell is not a figment of the imagination of religious people to scare people into doing something, but hell is real. It's the place of torment for those that reject the gospel and the good word of God. sent to them. But Abraham said, verse number 25, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented. Now understand this, Lazarus didn't go to heaven to be there with Abraham because he was poor or disadvantaged. He went to be with in glory and in that place of peace and relief and blessing because he had trusted in God, that God was the Savior of his soul. The reason that the rich man went to hell and that place of torment is not because he's rich, but because he rejected the way of the Lord. He, as these Pharisees, sought his own way, sought what he thought was best rather than what the Lord said. Abraham, who is here, he says, you remember, you had it good in life. Lazarus had it hard in life. But now in this time, he's comforted and you're tormented, all based on what you truly had in that life before. Lazarus had the Lord. Oh, he didn't have food and he didn't have the comfy things of life. You had that. That's what you wanted. Lazarus had the Lord and you did not. Now it is reckoned and you are tormented and Lazarus is comforted. Verse 26, and beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed. There's a separation, a chasm that cannot be crossed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. So you can't go back and forth. It's done. It's done. You can't cross over. You know, Abraham said in verse number 25 to this man, son, this man's a Jew. And just because a man is a Jew doesn't mean that he's saved. Salvation comes by repentance and faith in our Lord. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, thou wouldest send Lazarus to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, that they also come, and that lest they come also, they also come into this place of torment. He said, oh, if that can't be, take Lazarus and send him back to warn my five brothers. I don't want them to come to this terrible place of torment and suffering. Send them back. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. They have the good word of God in that day, just like these Pharisees have. Let them hear them. The word of God, always magnified, always held out to sinners and to men. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. Said, no, if one came back from the dead, they would repent. And he said, Abraham said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. I'll tell you what, folks, one has risen from the dead, and yet there are many that will not believe, will not receive the salvation of the Lord. You have good in this life? Well, that's the blessing of God. Know that that's so and use it for his kingdom. Be a wise steward in the things of life and understand the greatest need that you have is the need of your soul. That can only be met by the Lord Jesus Christ and salvation in and through him. Repent of your sins and believe and trust in him and his gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of your soul. That when it comes time to die, you may be comforted and helped in the Lord. You may be truly rescued by him and not be as this rich man that is there yet today. Lazarus is in glory with the Lord, and the rich man is still there in hell being tormented. I see that our time has passed. May the Lord bless you with his good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.